I love the tension right before you fuck someone for the first time. All of this talk and banter. The back and forth. The uncertainty. The unbridled lust, it all leads up to one moment. The moment that we finally meet. We stare at each other. You take a step closer and I don't move. You take one more step, daring me to take a step back, giving me every opportunity to end this. And I stand firm. I can feel the heat radiating from your body, your breath on my lips. That is how close you are. And you pause. Giving me one more chance to walk away. I don't take it. Because I want this. I want this just as much as you do. If not more. You reach out and wind your fingers tightly into my hair and tug me against you. Your lips crashing down into mine. Your hand sliding up to my cheek, tilting my head back and dipping your tongue inside my mouth. In this moment, everything ceases to exist. I wrap my hands around your neck and dig my hands into your hair, slightly pulling it, encouraging you for more. I want more. You reach around and grab two handfuls of my ass, lifting me off my feet. My legs wrap around your waist and my hips start to instinctually grind into you. Oh, fuck. I love dresses. I can feel myself getting more and more desperate for you. You push me against the wall, your hard cock torturing me, rubbing up and down my now soaked panties. I whimper, and you deepen your kiss. I dig my nails into your back, clinging to you, still somehow trying to get closer to you. And our kiss is desperate and needy and just absolutely filthy. It's passionate, and making promises about what's to come next. And I can feel a heartbeat racing, although I'm not sure if it's yours or mine. And when we finally come up for air. I'm panting. And left feeling dizzy. You nestle my neck, kissing you away from my collarbone up to my ear. You start to tell me all of the things you want to do to me. The gravelly desperation in your voice drives me fucking mad. I can feel your lips curve into a smile against my neck. That cocky fucking smile, because you know that you have me. You tell me that you want to taste me everywhere. And you give my hair an unexpected rough tug, exposing more of my neck. You start kissing. I'm biting your way down. Baby. I want you to bury your face between my legs until I scream out your name, begging and pleading for you. Until I can't feel or think about anything other than you. You grind your erection harder into me. Okay. You carry me from the door into the bedroom. And and I expected my back to hit the bed, but instead you set me down on my feet next to it and take a step back, and I thought you might be rethinking what's happening, what's about to happen. But then you tell me to undress for you. That assertive tone and strange sound of your voice that just gives me chills. I have goosebumps all over my body. And the desire in your eyes says everything that I need to know. I take off my dress and discard it on the floor. You make it so easy to feel bold with the way you look at me. You lift your chin and tell me to remove my bra. I unfasten the clasp and toss it aside. My nipples were already hot, but they grew painfully swollen as I watched you lick your lip. Oh, I take my thumbs into the side of my panties and I slip them off. My last shred of clothing. Your eyes do a slow sweep over me and darken. You tell me to leave the heels on. You guide me to sit on the edge of the bed and drop to your knees. The sight of it all is spectacular. You have naked, full on display, kneeling before me as an all new level of sexy. You look into my eyes. You look into my eyes as your hands push my knees open, as far as they will go. My body on full display for you. My wet cunt glistening for you. I gasp when you lean in and lick one. Oh, torturous stroke. And that was all you needed. You've waited so long for this moment. And it's like someone flipped a switch in you. And all of that calm and control is gone. Oh. There is nothing slow or teasing as you bury your entire face into my cunt. Oh god, you are rough and desperate, alternating between sucking on my clit, pushing your tongue inside of me and licking me with long strokes that made me want to hold you there and never let you come up for air. Oh god. I'm finding it difficult to stay upright. My cries for you push me that much further, and I begin to breathe. And my brain and my mind struggles with needing to come and wanting this to never end. My selfishness decides on the need to come. I need to come. And I grab your hair and pull your head into me, bucking my hips desperately into you, trying to get a release. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Henry, now right before I come, you stop me, fucking stop me. And tears well up in my eyes. I need the release. And I claw and tug at you, desperate for more. Please. Please, baby. Please. Please, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. Oh, just... Please let me come. Please let me come. Fuck me. I need you. I need you. Fuck me. I need to orgasm, baby, please. Please let me ride your face. Please let me ride your face to come. I need to. Fuck. Fuck. I need to come. I need to come. I need to come. And the next thing you know, I'm being hoisted up from the bottom of the bed to the headboard. And I expect this hurried pace to continue, but you gently lean in and kiss my lips. Oh, fuck. You give me a reassuring smile and ask if I'm okay. Oh, I'm okay. I'm fuck, I'm okay. And I respond with a big grin. And a nod. And our gazes stay locked. And the shared smiles start morphing into something more serious. I suddenly feel the cold leather of the cuffs on my wrist. Oh, fuck. Oh. I can feel you push inside of me. You work your way slowly. Oh, short temper thrust as you ease in and out of me, and it takes my body a bit to adjust to you. Oh God, you start to go a little deeper and push a little harder. Until you finally ground down and fill me completely. And you pump into me, meeting my thrust as our bodies are coated in sweat, the smell of sex filling the air around us. And you cup your hand around my knee, lifting my leg. I'm so fucking close. I'm so close. And changing the angle of your stroke and using it as leverage to pump harder and deeper into me. Fuck. I have to come. Oh, fuck. Then you bury and you bury your face into my hair and kiss my neck and leisurely continue to glide slowly in and out. Neither of us seeming to want this moment to end. Yeah. Yeah.